Volunteering can look different for many people, but for Jeanine Hoover, just focusing on being there and able to help is what matters most. Hoover is new to volunteering at Supporting Every Eve's Daughter Safely, SEEDS, an organization dedicated to helping survivors of sex trafficking get their lives back. The Cambridge organization runs a shelter model that offers skills training, programming, and friendship to help women who have endured the most traumatic experience of their lives. Hoover makes herself available to help drive to doctor appointments, help around the house, and anything that would help free up the paid staff to assist these women. When I heard about the SEEDS house and what it was going to be focused on, I just really felt that's where I could put time and effort and really help make a difference in terms of someone's life, said Hoover. SEEDS is quite unique in that it's a 24/7 type of environment. So as you can imagine, if you were someone staying somewhere 24/7, you would need a lot of interaction and lots of different people. The founder of the organization, Laura Ross, has been trying to open the doors at SEEDS for nearly a decade, and now is the time to start bringing more people on board to help. It's really important to bring in volunteers, mostly because we're trying to re-establish a better community for them, and so when we can introduce them to outside people who come in and who care, that will drive them so much further than just a program where it's just staff, said Ross. As the staff are working around the clock, there might be immediate needs of those living in the home, and volunteers like Hoover can take over menial tasks like housework to prevent the doctors or social workers from becoming burnt out and overworked. Hoover spent nearly a decade as the director of the registrar's office at Conestoga College and has been helping the women at SEEDS update their resumes, explain what programs are available to them, and helping them find career paths. She is ready to support in any way possible and has already had college recruiters come by the home and walk through steps for continuing education with those who are ready. Hoover likens herself to a mom who is there to help her daughters through a rough time and just be there for them. She admits it's been a bit of a learning curve, but each day gets more rewarding. You have to be very careful because it's when they want to talk, not when you want to talk, she said of supporting those living in the home. What I try and do is just be available when they need me to do something. Hoover knows that connection won't come overnight, but she hopes that with time she can gain the trust of those living in the home and be a valuable resource to answer questions or just be someone to talk to. The organization, which has been in the works for nearly 10 years, finally opened its doors in June and is in need of more volunteers to help around the home and assist those living there. Executive Director, Vicky Olatunden, said in a previous interview with Cambridge Today that SEEDS was designed to help women survivors recover and learn essential life skills towards becoming whole, productive citizens. Our goal is to get survivors back into the community so they are contributing members, Olatunden said. Some healing takes longer. But we take baby steps. And eventually, survivors realize that they are amazing, that they are awesome. And that they really do have something to give. SEEDS maintains that they are not an emergency shelter or a temporary fix, but a holistic home and program where women receive wraparound services and resources. Olatunden explained how the Highway 401 corridor is full of hotspots for sex trafficking in Ontario. That is a connector, with all of the hotels and motels all along the 401. And women and children, and girls and boys are being sold every night, Olatunden said. Over 250 girls every night are being sold along that space. A 13-year-old will earn their trafficker over $280,000 in the first year. It is very scary. The goal of SEEDS is to generate public awareness as well as help at-risk young women avoid becoming prey to human trafficking. These shocking realities are the main reasons Hoover decided to offer whatever she could to help those affected by human trafficking locally. When I started listening, it just makes you sick to your stomach, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that can't be happening. It is happening, and it's happening right here in our areas, she said. This could be a neighbor's child, this could be our children in the future, it could be somebody you know, so it's helping them get out of that. I would want someone to help my child. As the home continues to fill and SEEDS continues to grow, more volunteers will be needed, said Hoover. She encourages anyone wanting to learn more about how to volunteer to visit the SEEDS website for more information.